Всъщност, години по-късно, 10 години по-късно, след като започнахме, Бини Гулд отново е в нашето студио, не че не е бил и междувременно. I remember it was in June 2006, when you were for the first time here, opening the radio. Remember?
Was it 2006, so 10 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
so. Yeah, it was like 5th of June was the La Plebe
Crazy.
Show. So probably it was on June the 4th. So it's even more than 10 years.
Wow.
It's 10 years and 2 weeks.
Crazy.
Do you see any difference here at the studio?
Looks a lot more lived in, that's for sure.
Because,
like an old shoe.
Yeah, that's because of the beer cooler.
The beer cooler was it's a great addition.
Mm-hmm. Страхотно допълнение към нашата атмосфера тук в студиото за тези 10 години. Новия ни хладилник за бира Бири Гулд беше за първи път тук на 4 юни 2006 година. So many things happened to you and to your band ever since.
Yeah.
The album, the tour and stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm sure that a lot of people are asking themselves and probably ask you that question. Will there be and when the next album after Sol Invictus?
And I can completely understand why they would ask that question.
Mm-hmm,
it
mm-hmm.
makes perfect sense. I really have no idea. I mean, really, I think that when we decide that we're going to do something, we're going to announce it together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it would be fair for me to say anything.
Yeah, I mean, the thing, are there any songs that you wanted to be on that record but you decided to pull them away?
Yeah, we made more songs than we did, definitely. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, our relationship's very good, so I don't see why we wouldn't, but I just, you know, I can't mm-hmm. be the guy to tell you.
Okay. След излизането на Sol Invictus и практически от това първо негово идване тук в нашето студио преди 10 години се случиха толкова много неща. Групата се събра, направи много концерти, турнета, издаде албума Sol Invictus. Знам, че много често ти задават този въпрос след 2015-та. Задават си и хората на себе си този въпрос и на теб ти го задаваш. Ще има ли следващ албум след Sol Invictus? Много добре разбирам защо задават този въпрос, но всъщност любопитно е това, че може и да има, но не мога да го кажа, защото сме се наговорили и сме се разбрали с другите момчета в групата, с които в момента сме в чудесни отношения, че когато това се случи, ще го обявим заедно. Има ли парчета, които направихте, но не влязоха в албума? Да, но пак по същата причина не мога да ви кажа. What is the song out of all these in the record that you love the most today?
Like right now?
Mm-hmm.
Changes every day.
That's why I said now.
I would
Sunday.
Yeah. Right now, I would say Black Friday is my favorite. Right
on
now.
Sunday, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. One thing. With a physical release of an album, which is not like a digital one.
Yeah.
Obviously, which track comes after the other is a very important thing.
Right, that's right.
Who choose the running order?
And we did. It was very hard, actually, because there's a strange flow to the record that there's only one way it really works. And we had it took a lot of time, actually, to put songs together and make it feel right. And it took us about a week with each other, arguing and going back and forth until we all agreed.
Mm-hmm. And this is the next, with the digital releases, has been the next big change after having just one side on the CDs
right.
like 20 years ago, because before it was, say, side A, side
right.
B.
That's right.
Попитах го всъщност, коя е любимата ти песен днес. Той каза Черния петък, въпреки че се сменят всеки ден, разбира се. Днес в неделя Black Friday е любимото му парче. Попитах го предвид факта, че в случай говорим за компакт диск, физически носител, а не дигитална търговия, е интересно до каква степ всъщност се замислихте и колко време ви отне подредбата на песните. Той каза, в интерес на истината не беше никак лесно. Заедно го направихме, отне ни близо една седмица всички предложения, защото всъщност потока и подредбата е изключително важна. Ето го това парче. Here's the song. Black Friday. A memory
future regret. Shrink wrap fantasy that I want to forget. In age of mercenary, in the nursing home where the river swallows the sea.
Ето го това парче от албума Soul Invictus, излезе през 2015, всъщност доста отдавна. So, recently you were in London and basically what you were doing was to promote next release, which is not exactly a new album, but please tell us what it is.
Well, maybe to some people it is a new album. It's called We Care A Lot, and it's an album that, the first album that Faith No More put out in 1985. And, we were releasing it, and we're doing it ourselves, and it's going to come out in about 2 months, so I was out there to kind of talk about it.
What is different from the original release?
Well, if not everybody knows, we had a different singer.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Martin was playing guitar, but he just joined the band. We'd had a few guitar players before that, and it was the first thing. It was originally a demo tape, and we decided, we go to a really nice studio and try to make it sound good. Maybe if it sounded good, we'd get a recording deal out of it. We were just kind of this, because nobody liked us back then. And we recorded this thing and we got signed in a week.
Really?
Yeah, it worked. The scam worked. And the funny thing also is that we weren't even going to re-release this record, except I was cleaning my basement in my house and we found the master tapes. My wife made me clean the basement, and we found them, and it's like, oh my God, we forgot that I had the master tapes there. So we did a new mastering for it, and it sounds better than the original one, I think. So we're happy to put it out.
Всъщност, сега през август излиза преиздание на първия албум на Faith No More, We Care A Lot. Може би има и хора, които не си спомнят, че ние тогава бяхме с друг певец. Всъщност, Джим Мартин точно се беше присъединил към групата. Преди това бяхме имали много други китаристи. Всъщност, влязохме в едно хубаво студио, искахме да направим впечатление на някой лейбъл и записахме практически демо, което само седмица след това ни донесе договор и то излезе в интерес на истината. Не сме мислили да го преиздаваме, но открих съвсем случайно оригиналните мастър тейпове, лентите, защото жена ми ме накара да почистя мазето и го открихме. Открих го там и всъщност решихме да го преиздадем. Според мен сега звучи много по-добре. What would be the releasing campaign, marketing campaign? Is it are you gonna play some stuff with the of the record live, or?
It's possible. I mean, Chuck, our old singer, is doing a tour right now in the States, and he's doing a bunch of shows, which is kind of interesting.
Is he playing, is he singing some of this Faith No More stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Is this a legal problem?
But he's doing it with, no problem at all.
Mm-hmm.
But he's doing it like with just his acoustic guitar. It's not quite the same thing without bass and drums. And
for
keyboards.
Sure, yeah. I'm trying to figure out how we care
how,
a lot.
Yeah, exactly. How do you do that? I don't even know. I haven't heard it yet. But it would be cool to do some stuff with Chuck. Just also because we really did spend a lot of time touring together. And I might get nightmares from it now and then, but I still think it'd be kind of cool to revisit.
Всъщност, каква е рекламната стратегия за свързана с излизането на този албум? Ще има ли концерти или нещо такова? Всъщност може и да има. Любопитно е, че нашият певец от това време, Чак Моузли, прави в момента турне в Штатите, като пее и парчета от този албум. Има ли проблем с това от ваша страна? Не, в никакъв случай, каза Бири. Но всъщност той го прави акустично, така че не звучи изобщо по този начин. Дори не можем да си представим и двамата как звучи We Care A Lot без бас и барабари. Ще видим. Всъщност ние с него сме изкарвали страшно много време на турне. Наистина ще бъде забавно да го чуем. Let me play this song from the very beginning. Okay. Basically, I would say that, surprisingly or not, but every time we do something related to Faith No More here on the radio, we use exactly this song, even though it's not the singer that you used to play with. So every Faith No More week, we start with the original bass riff.
All right.
since the album was released like more than a year ago, and this new one is coming very soon, please tell me, with you being the head of Cool Arrow Records, how do you see the industry changing a lot these days? Plus all the marketing benefits that you may have through Facebook and stuff?
You know, it changes so fast and all the time. I mean, the way we looked at a release like this, it was, there's a lot of fans that Faith No More has that don't even know about this record. So we just thought it was important that we can make it available and make it sound as good as possible. Mm-hmm. As far as marketing goes, well, I mean, my distributor in London is called PS, and they do a lot of stuff like, and they're changing their tactics
is
all the time.
Played against Sam.
Exactly. They're constantly, you know, doing things differently all the time. It's changes every month.
They're pretty strong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very. They're very supportive too. So it's really kind of a cool combination, I think.
Когато всъщност излезе албума и сега това всъщност имаше едно дълго време, в което Бири наистина беше музикант, продължаваше да свири, но създаде и своята фирма Cool Arrow Records. Практически сега, мислиш ли, че нещата в индустрията много се промениха за последните години и всъщност по какво помагат, примерно, такива неща като Facebook за маркетинг и така нататък? Бири каза, нещата всъщност се променят всеки ден и тази изключително силна фирма, която пое нашето разпространение, P.S., чували сте ги, Play It Again Sam. Всъщност те са изключително готини и винаги мислят различно и практически наистина се адаптират бързо към това. Много са силни, правят всъщност точно това, от което практически имаме нужда. Did you re-record anything? Or it's just mixing the original tapes?
Okay, so what we did,
I mean,
we had the original tapes and we remastered those. Mm-hmm. So, yes, that's the identical mixes, but sounding a bit better. We had some live songs from that period of time that we're putting on. And also, we have demo tapes from that we made before we made this recording, from mm-hmm. the 8-track recording. So it's kind of a real more primitive version of the songs that we were doing back then. And one more thing we have is I found the multi-tracks that we had mm-hmm. for this record. So I gave Matt Wallace, the original producer guy, three songs and said, if you could mix them again, what would you do? And so he just made his own mixes of these songs in 2016 from a record from 1985. Mm-hmm. Just kind of a cool thing to do, to see what the difference would be.
But you didn't re-record any parts?
No re-recording anything. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Okay,
no, because it has its own character. It's a certain period of time. It's a time capsule. Mm-hmm. We want to be respectful of that.
Yeah. Всъщност това е като една капсула на времето, в която ние не сме презаписали нито една част. Това са оригиналните всъщност записи от това време. В изданието ще имате възможност да чуете и демо по-сурови неща, както и някои концертни записи от това време. Мат Уолъс, продуцентът от това на онзи албум от това време, практически след като открихме и мултитрак записите, му се обадихме и му казахме нещо, което си правил през 85-та, сега през 2016-та, как би ги смесил, и той смеси три парчета и всъщност се получи много добре. You produced the Soul Invictus album.
Right.
Was it the first time, basically, that you took the whole responsibility for a Faith No More release?
I was kind of involved in the album. All the records, I was kind of involved in a production capacity, but never like this one. This one was everything. There was no recording engineers, only us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we recorded this record in our rehearsal studio, not in a recording studio. And we didn't tell anybody we were doing it. So it was just me and the guys making the record. With nobody, not even my wife, knew that we were doing it for a long time. And so, when you do it that way, yeah, you have to do everything.
And yeah, so,
I'm the technical guy of the group, so I did it.
Was it a hard thing to do? Really hard? If you knew how much effort it takes, would you start the whole thing?
Well, I knew what I wanted to hear. So when you have a goal in mind, it's easier to do the work when you have mm-hmm. a place where you want to be. Because you're not going to be happy till it's finished. But it was very hard because we were not doing it in scientific conditions. We were improvising in a room that was not made to be a recording studio, and making it sound good It was tough. Now, on the other hand, these guys in my band, I've been playing with them for over 30 years, and they know what they're doing better than anybody. So it's hard to get a bad recording when guys know how to play their instruments.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
That way it was pretty cool.
Всъщност въпросът беше, че той самият Billy Gould продуцира основно, т.е. единственият основен продуцент на албума Soul Invictus. За първи път ли поемаш цялата отговорност за издание на Faith No More? Да, Billy каза, всъщност и преди, разбира се, съм се да заемал с работа, свързана с предишните ни записи. Случай беше интересно, за първи път наистина поех цялото нещо. Ние нямахме дори звуков инженер и записахме албума в ненаучни, както каза той, условия, не в истинско звукозаписно студио, а в нашата репетиционна. Но още повече, че го записвахме така, че никой не знаеше, дори жена ми не знаеше, че записваме този нов албум, но практически е лесно, когато аз знаех как иска да звучи той, искахме да звучи наистина добре, аз знаех как искам да звучи, също така и знаех как да го постигна с тези момчета, т.е. когато имаш цел, нещата значително са по-лесни, още повече, че с тези момчета свирим от повече от 30 години, когато те могат да свират на инструментите си, не е чак толкова сложно.
Точно.
Yeah. Are you, obviously not, were you surprised with the massively good response that you guys got from about the record? I mean,
I haven't processed it yet, actually. I knew we had something good, and I was happy to sign it off, so I think wherever it went, I think would have been okay. But when I look at it, looking back now, you know, I'm over 50 years old, that we all are, to do something that actually would get attention from, like, with all these other new young bands coming up, I think it's pretty amazing. And I don't think I could have predicted that.
Mm-hmm. But when did you realize that you had a good record?
I knew when we first started it was going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
I never had a problem there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Попитах го кога всъщност разбра, че албумът е страхотен. Той каза, от самото начало знаех, че ще се получи добре. А всъщност изненада ли ви изключително позитивният отговор, не отговор, глупости, начина по който ви приех феновете с този албум? Той каза, всъщност още не съм го осмислил изцяло, но е факт, че беше интересно как аз самият вече съм над 50, ние всички групата всъщност сме над 50 и как ще се смесим в тази среда с всичките тези нови групи и така нататък. Let me play now. Superhero was the first single, right?
Yeah.
Or Motherfucker. No, it was Superhero.
Superhero? No, the first was Motherfucker.
Yeah, Motherfucker. Superhero was the second. Then it was Sunny Side Up.
Yes.
Will there be... Are you going to use this single thing again?
We have a cool thing coming out that I almost don't want to talk too much about. But
okay.
There's a we're going to do a video to another song, and I like it a lot.
The video or the song?
The video. Well, both. I like the song, but I also we have the video because of like, man, it's really too bad we never got a video to the song, and we're doing it. And even though it's a year after the record came out, we're still into the record because it's a visual song, and we had to give it good visuals.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's one of the rest of these three songs, so it's easy probably to find it. Първият сингъл всъщност беше Motherfucker, след което Superhero, след което Sunny Side Up. Продължавате ли с синглите? Да, всъщност, но не ми се говори много за това. Само ще ви кажа, че има и страхотно видео към парчето, което аз много харесвам. Сега ще чуем изумителната песен Motherfucker.
Force-fed more than we'd eat in the wild, grazed on a mash that could suffocate a child, bloated, promoted in an ode to pomp and style, moistening the feed while we choke upon the bile, cornering the market on the geese without the bones, hushing out the public in a strike without a drone, the cage became collapsible, our sticks equipped with stones, get the motherfucker on the phone, the phone. 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 Get the motherfucker. stratagem of strain. A smallpox-laden blanket, invisible with stains. Inoculating bastards, bloody peck and pain. Distemper has a hold, distemper has a hold. We took the second sip from a cup we made of bones. The first sip was a ruse, a trick so aptly thrown. The truth is that our youth was a carpet laid in stones. Get the motherfucker on the phone, the phone.
Добри отношения сме с момчетата в групата, така че като нищо ще има нов албум, каза Бири Гулд преди малко. Сега продължаваме. Obviously with the Faith No More being active again, did it harm the your full-time job as a musician? Did it harm, made any bad impact on the label?
Absolutely. The label stopped.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's only... I mean, Faith No More takes a lot of focus, for sure. I mean, we were touring a lot, and we made this record, and we do everything very independently, so it's really our work. We don't have, like, a lot of people really helping us do things. And that's okay. I was totally fine with that, because it's very creatively fulfilling, Faith No More. So it's good. But, you know, we finished our touring in November, and I want to do some label stuff, too. Mm-hmm. And it's time to start thinking about that as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that probably the bands that are on the label were very happy to see you on stage with your own band.
I think they were, actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean,
sometimes happier than I was. Now.
Yeah, because basically, Cool Arrow Records has it probably in the name. It's a cool label. I mean, it's not like if let's say it was one of these big major stuff that stop working,
right?
They start complaining they're not paying attention to us anymore and stuff like this.
You know, I mean, Cool Arrow is very small, so we have limitations on how much we can do. But on the same time, I'm not kind of like business driven where the label is what pays my bills. I have Faith No More, which is great. Mm-hmm. And I kind of do Cool Arrow stuff because it gives me a creative validation, and I think of what's best for the band first above my label.
Mm-hmm.
So in that way, my relationship with the guys on my label is very good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's fair enough. It explains everything, basically.
Yeah.
Казах му, добре, но всъщност ясно е, че когато Faith No More станахте отново активни, твоят лейбъл, за който говорихме, Cool Arrow Records, очевидно е пострадал от това. Да, той практически спря своята дейност, каза Бири. Всъщност групите, които са в каталога на лейбъла, дали, освен че са били щастливи от това да те видят на сцената, са се притеснявали за своята съдба, защото в един друг лейбъл, например, по-голям или по-различен просто, те биха се оплаквали, че лейбъла вече не им обръща внимание. Той каза, всъщност Cool Arrow е много малка фирма, но аз така или иначе никога не съм се занимавал с групите си от гледна точка на това, че лейбъла ми плаща сметките. Аз имам Faith No More, който се грижи за моите пари. Всъщност не парите са основната движеща сила в този лейбъл, така че винаги съм гледал и съм давал свобода, и всъщност сме говорили с групите от друга гледна точка как се развиват. Obviously, through the years, when you were not with Faith No More, because there was no Faith No More,
right?
I mean, I was very, very, very vigilant here with this period. When this period, I never said the ex-bass player of Faith No More, because you're basically the bass player of Faith No More. There is no ex,
right.
Even though
the split up. Yeah,
we never knew if if it could happen. The band being again. So there were the Talking Book you played with Harmful, probably not recording, I don't remember. Some other stuff you did. Is there anything that you are doing now that we don't know about with other people?
I mean, I talk about another Talking Book thing, but well, one cool thing is that I've got my studio dialed in San Francisco where we made the record. So I think the Faith No More record sounded pretty good. I hear things that could be sound a little better maybe because I did the shit, but I think I can start making some real records out of there, and this is going to be a very creative period coming up, actually.
Mm-hmm. Попитах го добре, да, в този период, в който практически Faith No More не съществуваха, и ние тук в радиото винаги сме се въздържали и сме били много внимателни да не използваме думата бившия басист на Faith No More, защото практически групата беше спряла да съществува, а той продължава да си е практически единственият басист на Faith No More. Така или иначе, с всичките тези проекти, The Talking Book записа даже един албум с Monkey от Korn и други неща. Всъщност, правиш ли нещо друго извън Faith No More, за което ние не знаем като музикант? Той каза, всъщност, да, говорим си за втори албум на Talking Book. Ето, чувате парчето Frequency Log от този проект. Но всъщност, хубавото е, че това студио, което сега имам в Сан-Франциско, е студиото, в което записахме албума на Faith No More, така че ми се струва, че там могат да се случат много интересни неща, мога да запиша някакви интересни работи и така нататък. I'm the only thing, I'm sorry that we couldn't make this Tangra Mega Mullet small club tour.
I know, man. I know.
All right, so thank you very much for you know that without you, probably spiritually, this radio would never exist. You're a big part of it.
I'm happy to be part of it.
Mm-hmm. So
to me, this is the soul of Sofia. When I come here, this is where I hang out.
So thanks again, and I'm gonna play now the Sunny Side Up thing.
Please,
because
do.
We'll.
How did you like that video?
Yeah.
Okay.
Няма да превеждам това. Благодаря ви, това беше и краят на нашата радиопрограма. До чуване. Again. I'll be your leprechaun. Such a love.